We go next to Ray in Lexington, Kentucky. Ray, you are on with Father Bjorn Lundberg. What's your question?
Hi, Father. I had a question as far as, you know, people that have had bad experiences with the church, you know.
Right.
Having the ability to surrender themselves and be vulnerable after having been hurt in the past.
Yes.
What would you say there?
This is a huge problem, and it's a great question, because whether it's a bad experience with the church or our experiences in life, whether it's in relationships within our family or things that have happened to us or crisis that we've gone through, these wounds affect how we look at God. And so, you know, they use this term, like, we can be anthropomorphic. We can project on God our experience of life. So especially when someone's been wounded in an area of trust by an authority figure or anyone in the church or in life, this can then set up problems for trusting God. So a couple things I would recommend. One is to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. If the person believes in the real presence, that's a starting point. If they don't, you know, you kind of just want to work them into whether it's scripture reading or devotions or healthy discipleship with other people, that would be a starting point, who they trust. But if you can, you and I or anyone can spend time with the Lord, even if we do nothing but just sit in his presence, it's healing. Because Sister Breege McKenna makes the point that if someone goes to the beach and they're in the sun, you can tell. They've got a sunburn or a tan or they're freckled or whatever. And the same thing, when we spend time with our Lord in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it's like, you know, nuclear or spiritual chemotherapy or radiation treatment. A book I would also recommend is called Unbound by Neil Lozano. He's a Catholic deacon who's been involved with the Charismatic Renewal. And he has these five keys or five steps that a person can take to experience greater freedom. He starts up, or there's an analogy you can use, that if someone gets up on a Saturday morning to go into their kitchen for coffee, and it's wintertime, and they've run the heat all night, but when they get to the kitchen, it's freezing cold. They say, why is it cold in here? We had the heat on. Well, they realize someone left the window open or the door open. So they close it, and the room warms up. Well, in life, when we've gone through trauma or crisis or abuse, there can be sort of spiritual doors that are open. It's great to go to counseling. It's, of course, essential to go to confession when we need it. But even with those things, there can sort of be a dark cloud that follows us around. And this would be some kind of form of spiritual attack. So the book Unbound is a very practical way to grow in a relationship with our Heavenly Father and have greater healing too.
Ray, how does that strike you?
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Father.
You're welcome. Great.
Thank you very much, Ray.